If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hey everyone, have you ever stood at the edge of a life-changing decision, heart-pounding, unsure if you should jump? I've been there just recently, and what I discovered on the other side changed everything. So again, standing on the edge of a cliff, feeling that mix of fear and excitement, I just want to briefly share a backstory of a discussion that we had in our latest circle roundtable. In this discussion, I was bringing up the question of dreaming big, feeling that educators and nature-based educators were not dreaming big enough. We might be getting stuck in the same old, and so I wanted to bring this, the essence of dreaming and dreaming big, into our circle membership and community. And in that conversation, Christy Nuttall was sharing this hiking adventure that she really wanted to go on. It was in the Swedish Highlands, and we were in the circle membership. We were all sort of in awe because this hike and adventure was being hosted by none other than the Linda McCurk, who also wrote the book, There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather. So she's very well known, an incredible writer, incredible human being. So she was sharing that she's hosting these hikes in the Swedish Highlands. So again, we were all thinking this was pretty incredible. And then all of a sudden, that meeting ended and a couple weeks passed. And Christy sent me an email. And her email said, Victoria, I'm going to Sweden. I just signed up for this adventure. There's one spot left on this trip, and I think it has your name on it. So as you can imagine, there was sort of this initial shock and this inner voice saying, well, that's just crazy. But at the same time, there was this spark of curiosity because I was just talking about dreaming big, and here I'm the one that's bringing it to the table. So I just want to set the stage that today I'm going to be sharing how that one decision to take the leap shifted my mindset. It's taught me how to trust the universe, and it's truly opened the doors that I've never imagined. And literally, this just happened. So I can't even imagine all the additional doors this is going to open, and also just the growth that's going to be happening at the same time. So I also, in this conversation, want to show you how you can do the same. You don't necessarily have to sign up for a trip to go to Sweden, but it can be just simple shifts that are within even your outdoor teaching practice, in your outdoor classrooms, and so on and so forth. So just to give you a quick roadmap, we're going to explore the power of saying yes, the magic of trusting the universe, and how to shift to a growth mindset, and the role of community in making it all possible. And what's so absolutely incredibly interesting to me is that a couple months ago, I was talking about, even within our circle membership, just the essence of choosing a word for the year, and that I was giving myself permission to shift my word because I wasn't really tapping into it, to give myself a new word for the season. And the new word that I had chosen was community. So this whole is sort of coming together in this beautiful way. So this first piece that I want to talk about is the power of taking the leap. Receiving that email from Christy, there's one spot left and it has your name on it. At the time that I received that email, I was sitting at my desk, sipping my tea in the middle of a busy day, doing my outdoor classrooms work. And when I received that email, all of a sudden, there was this whirlwind of emotions. It was mixed with doubt. Am I not ready for this? Fear? What if I fail and I can't keep up? Then a mixture of excitement. This could be the adventure of a lifetime. So there was this pivotal, and again, I'm not getting any younger in terms of my knees and this and that. And so this pivotal moment of then I decided, checked in with my family, what was going on at that time, and then I just signed up without hesitation. So why did I do it? What was that gut feeling and the desire to break free from my regular routine? And I think it was just the stars were aligned. It was like, okay, I needed a travel partner. I said, okay, Christy, I'll go. But if we can travel over there together, that would just be absolutely fantastic. So painting this picture and then all of a sudden getting this information on Linda McGurk's website and the flyer that she put together, kind of outlining the trek itself and what would we be doing each day and learning that this hut-to-hut hiking and how that would be and the meals that we're going to have. And then I learned that it was actually going to be four women plus Linda. So it would just be the five of us in Sweden's highest peak south of the Arctic Circle. And I'm imagining myself bonding with this small group of inspiring women. So here I go, I'm going. So just want to reflect a little bit on this leap and what it's taught me. I think I've realized that sometimes the scariest decisions are the ones that lead to the most growth. It's not about knowing the outcome. And I kind of have been reading about this recently, but have not necessarily put it into action because I've sort of kept doing my same regular routine. So it's not necessarily knowing the outcome. It's about trusting myself and yourself to figure it out along the way. So literally jumping off the cliff and building that parachute as you are jumping. So what's one leap you've been hesitant to take? Maybe it's a new project. Maybe it's a career shift, or maybe it's even something personal. Maybe it's part of outdoor classrooms that you want to teach more outside, but you are feeling confined or something. What is that leap that you need to take? Taking this leap isn't just about big adventures like hiking in Sweden. I'm not going to hike to there. Hiking in Sweden. It could be as simple as saying yes to a new idea in your outdoor classroom or signing up for a course that scares you or even our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. Oh gosh, look at the price tag that's connected to that. But the question is, the power lies in the decision to act, because once you make that decision, then all of the other things start to come together. Making this decision to go to Sweden on this hike at my age, I'm going to need to get into shape. I'm going to need to up the ante in terms of my nutrition and my mindset and believing that I can do this. I'm going to have to up the ante in terms of a little bit of my fear of travel and not going to places, not knowing exactly where I am and figuring things out and problem solving. But I'm also going to have to truly trust that this big adventure is going to take me out of my comfort zone into kind of an adventure zone. And in that mindset, I can already feel this incredible growth. So the next piece that I want to talk about is trusting the universe. So what does that mean? So to me, it's about letting go of the need to control every outcome and believing that life has a way of guiding you when you're open to it. I think us as educators, we want to plan and figure out exactly what's the next thing. We talk about, and a lot of us are also leaning into more of an emergent curriculum for children. We're following the child. There's an essence of trust in that, trusting that, yes, the child is going to find its way. In terms of our own world and how this played out for me in choosing to go on this Sweden trip, and how Christy's email felt like a sign and a nudge from the universe stepping outside of my comfort zone. So what makes me laugh so hard is that Christy's words back to me were, "Victoria, it was you who inspired this journey and encouraged me to dream big." Really reinforcing that this opportunity was meant for us to go on. So it's just funny how that comes together. So trusting the universe and how trusting the universe can pay off, sharing this mindset and how I can already tell how it's spilling into other areas of my life, like even outdoor classrooms, figuring out how I can tap into reaching out and putting the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program into more colleges and universities. Seeing how every challenge as a message from the universe to grow, not a roadblock. So oftentimes you'll see, oh, the roadblock will be there. Here it is. Okay, let's go. But instead of seeing it as a roadblock, to try to get outdoor classrooms in every single school, so every single child has access to an outdoor classroom, how are we going to do that? How can we do that when we have all these standards and this and that? But instead of looking at the roadblocks as a roadblock, see it as a challenge and a message from the universe for an opportunity to grow. This is exactly what Linda McGurk's philosophy was when she talks about all her work in the No Such Thing as Bad Weather book that she's written, and her work and even putting together this hiking adventure in Sweden. She had a vision. She had a vision that she wanted to share this part of the world with a group of women. So she put it together. It was a vision that she had. So I'm sure she had roadblocks in terms of putting it together. But her work reminds us that nature and life will support us if we trust the process. If we trust the process, that nature and the natural world will support us. And she talks about that in her books. So just like there's no bad weather, only bad clothing, there's no wrong decision if you are willing to adapt. I want you, as a listener, to think of a time the universe showed up for you. So maybe an unexpected opportunity or a serendipitous meeting. When did the universe show up for you? And to be in a state of mind that you are open to these serendipitous moments. To wrap this section up, I want you to just talking about trusting the universe doesn't mean being reckless. It means listening to that inner voice that says yes. Even when your mind says no, because your mind is trying to protect you. And so this is the question, is what's the universe nudging you toward right now? And this is what we're talking about in our circle community. This is where we're digging deeper, where we are saying, what's that yes? What's saying yes? And what's getting in the way? And then we get to unpack it. Who would have ever thought that I would be going on a trip with Christy Nuttall, who lives in Utah, who I've met online through our circle membership? We've become very, very good friends online, but we've never met in person. And now I'm going to spend a whole week on this incredible adventure because we share a common denominator. We share a passion for nature-based education and outdoor classrooms. So in the next segment, I want to talk about shifting to a growth mindset. So sharing how deciding to join this Swedish hike shifted my mindset. So once I said yes, something clicked. And I'm telling you, there's something that just clicked. And I'm not just preparing for a trip, I'm now preparing for a new version of myself. I know that sounds like woo-woo, but truly, I have talked about getting in shape and being in the best shape of my life. I say it, I write it down, da-da-da. And I do okay. But with this trip in the future, I'm scared. Not scared, but I'm, it's lit a fire under my belly because now I'm focusing on what I can do rather than what I can't do. I'm changing. I'm now going back to the Y. I have not been to the Y, YMCA. I used to swim all the time. I have not been back since COVID. I have to get my little membership card activated again. I need to check out the schedule of the pool, all of that. I'm now looking at upping the ante in terms of my hiking. I've already purchased one of those weighted vests so I can get used to having something on my back when I'm hiking. So all this was there, but this trip has activated it. And because I'm researching the terrain, I'm mentally visualizing success. I'm mentally visualizing, what does that look and feel like in this new body that I'm going to have once I really start getting into training? But also what's happened is just highlighting the excitement and the giggles that I'm sharing with Christy as we anticipate this journey together. So she is in Utah and she's coming in July and she's coming early because she wants to see Boston and explore this area. But she also wants to see the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom. And we've been having gatherings here within our community. And I'm already planning for all those circle members that are listening that we're going to have a gathering while Christy's here. So we're going to have a circle gathering while she's here so we can, again, celebrate this journey and have our circle members send us off on this incredible journey. So already I'm thinking, wow, that would just be, how can we incorporate our circle membership in this journey? And again, our circle membership is more than just this membership and you get this great information. It's a family. I mean, this is just a testament to the type of people that are in our membership and the type of things that we are growing and doing. We're already talking about how can I get to Colorado and do some fun things with members in that area. So it's a growth mindset. It's believing that your abilities and your potential aren't fixed. We don't have to just do what we're doing in our area, in Massachusetts. We have an expansive circle community, which then we can do all this really fun stuff. We can visit each other, learn more about each other's spaces. Who would have ever thought that? And that's the beauty of this technology that Zoom we can do. So it's about growing with effort, learning, and making these small changes. For me, it's saying yes to Sweden was the first step. Every day since, I've chosen to see the challenges that are coming towards me, because there are challenges every single day. Like this morning, I woke up and I'm like, I'm going to go swim. And it's like, oh my goodness, the fight in my head, like I'm not ready. So to take those challenges as opportunities and contrasting this with the fixed mindset, that voice that came into my head this morning saying, you can't do this. It's too cold. The water will be cold. You don't want to get into the pool. Then this is where the fear of failure, it might have stopped me from signing up. But that other side of my brain signed me up. So I got to face that negative voice, the fixed mindset, and change it. Say, thank you very much. We're going to the pool. I don't care what you say. We're going to find a time to go to the pool. So thinking about actionable ways to cultivate a growth mindset is to ask empowering questions. And again, this can be about your outdoor teaching practice. It can be about specifically your outdoor classroom. It can be about spending more time in nature. Whatever it is asking these questions. Instead of, can I do this? Ask, how can I make this happen? That's what I did with this hike. I checked in with my son. He's moving out to LA. Checking in terms of his schedule, I checked in with my husband. I checked in with my family. I got the thumbs up from everybody. There was nothing holding me back except myself. So the one thing I had to do was I had to close my eyes and say, I'm doing this. And then again, there's so many uncertain things that we will be facing, but it's making that happen. How can I make that happen? What's the next small step that I can take? And that's number two, which is start small. Change one tiny thing. It could be one tiny thing in your outdoor classroom. It can be one tiny thing in the way that you're teaching something outdoors. It can be a philosophy. It can be calling someone. It can be connecting with someone. By adding a new activity to your outdoor classroom and watching how it shifts your perspective, how it shifts the energy and the vibration within the children that you're working with is so exciting. Number three is celebrate effort, not perfection. I'm not a pro hiker yet, but every step I take, it feels like a win. I've got my new weighted vest, which I sort of can't believe. I'm walking around the neighbor, but I'm at that stage in my life. I don't care what I look like. I'm just excited to go for it. And again, I may not be doing it perfectly, but at least I'm taking the step forward. At least I'm taking the step forward. And yes, I have many, many other dreams with outdoor classrooms and all these other different projects that I'm doing. It's about taking that first step and not having that negative voice saying, yeah, can't do that. You can't do that. So the fourth one, which I think is vital, is surrounding yourself with growth-minded people. The fact that we have a growth-minded community within our circle community, within outdoor classrooms, I would have never met Christy. Her encouragement keeps me motivated, and it makes me think, who's in my corner? I already know that every single circle member is in my corner. And the folks that show up to our round tables and write emails and come to our workshops, that's our community. I also have the community in our Secret Gardens outdoor classroom. That's an incredible community. So whether you're with our community or not with our community, find a community that's like-minded. Surround yourself with this positive growth-mindedness. And again, if you're looking for one, we've got one right here for you. So what I would love you to do, I want to do a challenge. I want you to pick one small change to make this week. So what's one thing you can do to step into growth? Maybe it's signing up for a class or trying a new teaching method. And so when you do that, I would love to hear about it. You can either email me, victoria@outdoor-classrooms.com, or you can post it in the Facebook page. If you're a Circle member, you know what to do. You put it into our private Facebook page. But let me know, because that is the ripple effect. When we're all doing this together, oh my goodness, it makes healthier communities. It just has this beautiful, beautiful ripple effect. So the next thing I want to talk about is community and support. Community fuels transformation. Community fuels transformation. So isn't it interesting that the word that I chose for this new season, it being community. And now I feel like I'm going through my own transformation. And part of that transformation was this act of total excitement signing up for this trip to go to Sweden. I wouldn't be on this journey without the Outdoor Classrooms community, specifically our Circle membership community. During our Circle membership roundtable, Christy's dream inspired me. And now we're dreaming big together. So I can only imagine, by being in this intimate group of women hiking the highlands of Sweden, what I'm going to learn on that trip and how that's going to enable me to come back and share with all of you. Thinking about pieces of that and how even someone like Sarah from who joined our Exploring Nature in Fall Masterclass, she was stagnant, didn't know what to do. But then she took a risk, joined our Fall Masterclass, which is a part of our seasonal masterclass bundle, this is one class of four, all four seasons. What she learned is community isn't just about ideas. And yes, you will get tons of ideas in our Exploring Nature in Fall Masterclass. In all our classes, you're going to get a ton of ideas. The biggest thing you'll get is the community itself. It's about the people within this community who lift you up and hold you accountable. Not in a bad way, not in, oh, you said you'd do this, but it's like a family. It's like sharing the things that don't work, the things, the challenges, and how, and having each other unpack, help unpack. So each person within the community can reach their dream and whatever that dream is. And that's what we talk about. It's vibrant and supportive, and in the masterclass mirrors the group of women. It's like that. I sort of see it as like that's the virtual version of this kind of bigger trip that we're going on. There's power in knowing you're not alone. And I think this world of nature-based education, this world of, movement of nature-based education and outdoor classrooms, I feel like it needs to be growing and bigger. And I think we need to do that in community. But at the same time, I feel, and that's one of the reasons why I started the podcast, was to share the stories. I do also feel like we're all working in separate silos, alone. And there is a power in knowing that you're not alone. Whether it's a virtual classroom or a mountain trail, having a tribe changes everything. So what I want to encourage you is to build your own community. If you're feeling stuck, join a group that aligns with your passion or start one. Bring people together around a shared goal, just like we've done with Outdoor Classrooms and the Circle membership community. If you do that, you will not be disappointed. Again, I encourage you, if you're interested, to come join us, explore what our community is all about. So to recap, today we talked about taking the leap with my Sweden adventures, trusting the universe to guide you, shifting to a growth mindset with small changes, and leaning on community for support. And it all started with one decision to say, yes, yes, I'm going to do that. Your next big shift is waiting on the other side of a single yes. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the leap, trust the process, and watch how your mindset transforms. I'm proof that it works, and I cannot wait to see what you'll do next. If you're ready to make change in your outdoor classroom, join us in the Exploring Nature in Fall Masterclass. But depending on when you're listening to this, there might be the Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp, There might be another seasonal masterclass. If you're interested in the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, there's also the final course, which is the Teaching Beyond Walls capstone course. So any one of those courses could be available at this time of when you are listening to this recording. Currently, the next course that is opening up is the Exploring Nature in Fall. So we do have special coupon codes, but they expire. So you want to check and see if there's any coupon codes for your particular course. And let's transform your teaching space together. So my call to action is to visit our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com and join our community, specifically the circle, and just know that's all about growth, all about growth. I want to thank you so much. If you make a big leap and you say yes to something, whatever that is, let me know. I would love to hear what your next dream is and your adventure. Talk soon. Dream big. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take the next step and dive deeper into our community, here's how you can get involved. First, you can join our one-hour workshops. These happen every month with fresh and exciting new topics each time. It's a great way to get a taste for what we offer. If you enjoy the workshops, you can become part of our Circle membership community. And this will give you access to not only all the new workshops that happen every month, but it will also give you access to our entire workshop library, which is growing. It will also give you access to our monthly roundtable discussions. And also, as a member, you receive exclusive discounts on all our programs. It's wonderful, wonderful family. The final step, if you would like to dig deeper into our community, is to join our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program is for those educators who are eager to dig even deeper into our programming, and it's the perfect next step. If you want to learn more about each of these programs, or you're not sure where you need to start, or any questions that you might have, schedule a one-on-one discovery call with me, Victoria Hackett. I will put all of that information in the show notes. You can also go to our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more information. We can't wait to welcome you into our community. Until next time,